She's a feisty Southern girl who's worked with companies all over the world to develop content that connects them with their ideal customers. And now, she's cooking up all kinds of content marketing ideas in her virtual content lab, ideas that will help you grow your business. Here's the totally mad content marketing scientist and host of the Smarter Content Marketing Lab podcast, Michelle Lashley.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me in the Smarter Content Marketing Lab. Today, you're going to get to eavesdrop on a coaching call I had with a really great guy named Tyler Inlows. He's the owner of a web-based fitness coaching site called 517 Fitness. Now, there are tons of fitness sites out there, but what I admire about Tyler is that he's done what so many entrepreneurs are afraid to do. He's focusing in on a niche, or a niche, however you want to say it. For him, his target is fellow members of the Christian faith who want to improve their health and fitness. Now, he's not trying to reach everyone in the world who's interested in improving their health and fitness. If he was, there's a good chance he'd never be heard. Instead, he's focusing on a niche where he can stand out and where his voice can be heard. So, that's great. But where Tyler needed some help was with his website design and content, and that's where his path crossed with mine. In the call you're about to hear, we go through his site and talk about ways he can maximize his impact and get his story out there in a way that will help him attract his ideal clients. I think there's a lot we can all learn from it, and I can't wait for you to hear it. So let's get going and head into the lab. Hi, Tyler. Thanks so much for joining me today in the Smarter Content Marketing Lab. I really appreciate you coming in for us to take a look at your website for 517 Fitness.
Thank you so much for having me. Should be fun.
Yeah. So before we get started, Tyler, why don't you just give us a little bit of background about who you are and what your business is all about?
Yeah, perfect. My name is Tyler Inlows, like you said earlier. I am a certified personal trainer and fitness nutrition specialist. And what I do is I connect people's faith with their weight loss journey. So, basically, I help people lose weight, and I do that in a manner that is based on biblical practices and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I love how you've really niched down with your audience, that you're not trying to be personal trainer to everybody, because there's a lot of competition, I would guess, out in the personal training field, but you've really narrowed it down. I mean, the tagline for your business is where Christians come to lose weight and gain faith.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested in hearing a little bit about what led you to narrow down your focus to that.
Well, I myself am a Christian, so it was a pretty easy target in that sense. Uh-huh. But the kind of long story short was I've been a trainer for 10 plus years, and I was tired of my clients coming every week with a new diet to me, and I just was having a hard time kind of wrapping my head around the fact that one week there was, you know, these gurus and professionals saying you shouldn't eat any carbs, and then the next week the same batch was saying you should only eat carbs. And I started thinking about it, and one day during church, I had this kind of epiphany of, God created us, why wouldn't he give us the tools that and the knowledge we need to take care of our body? Mm-hmm. Started reading the Bible, and there's a lot of dietary laws and concepts in there, and which led to the practices that I now teach my clients and find really good results with.
Okay, yeah, that's really interesting. And then the name of the business, 517 Fitness, what is the background of that?
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5:17. You are a new creation in Christ. The old is gone and the new is here. Okay. And so, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah, because you're helping people create new lives for themselves.
Yeah.
So that's great. So you have I think you're certified in physical and as a fitness trainer.
Yes, through the American Council of Exercise. I'm a certified personal trainer and a fitness nutrition specialist.
Yeah, so you know all that, and then you're just layering the faith aspect on top of that.
Correct.
So how long have you been in business?
Uh, We have been, 517 Fitness has been a hobby for probably 2 years because I've worked at big box gyms and they don't like you to have your own thing on the side. Mm-hmm. And so just this year in January is when I got rid of all of those connections and went full-time for myself.
Wow, that was a big leap.
Yeah, it was one of those, I knew I needed to do it, and I just needed to make that jump. And so worked things out, and that what led me to here.
Now, do you train people at their homes, or do they come to you, or do you meet, like, at a gym somewhere? How does that work?
99% of it is online. Okay. Yeah, and majority of it is nutrition. I do the physical part of giving exercise plans and whatnot, but of that, majority of my coaching is nutrition based.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. So that makes it much easier to do that online then.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing your clients are from all over.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's really an interesting story, and I mean, good for you for going full time with this. Like I said, that in itself is a leap of faith. So, yeah.
Lots of conversations with the wife.
I'm sure.
We worked some things out, and yeah, made the jump.
That's great. And how's it been going?
To be honest, it's a little slower than I was hoping, but it's that slow roll, and hopefully the momentum's getting behind it, and then all of a sudden it will explode.
Yeah, well, I think that's the case for any small business starting out, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you have to build momentum up, and so that's why I'm excited about looking at your website today, especially now knowing that the majority of your business takes place online. So your website has to do a really good job of selling you.
Correct.
Now, how do you get people to come to your site? What are you doing right now to bring people here?
Currently, a lot of my traffic is brought in through YouTube.
Okay.
I do a lot of videos. Mm-hmm. I am not the most eloquent when it comes to writing out my thoughts. I can talk it out a lot better than writing.
Yeah.
So I tend to be on camera more often and talk it out that way. So YouTube drives a lot of my traffic right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am also setting – I've done Facebook ads a little bit and saw some traction there. Basically setting that up right now to become more of a consistent thing.
Okay. And then who – so you were doing really targeted ads on Facebook then? Okay.
Correct.
And like what were some of the demographics you were pulling for that?
Well, with my niche being so kind of pinpointed, it makes it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did just one state. I picked Utah. I don't know why I picked Utah, in all honesty. I just picked Utah. And I was just kind of just doing a test for a week, doing $5 to $10 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting about 100 views, which was, great. You know, I wasn't too upset with. And what's nice is within the Facebook stuff, you can easily pick, hey, only show this to people that like this page. And so it's easy when you make it so that my ads are only showing to people that like K-Love Christian Radio, you know, those types of things. So it makes it really easy because of my niche market.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I mean that's one of the really great things about Facebook is you can really drill down and target specific, like you're saying, pinpointed, you know, audiences.
Yeah.
So that was pretty successful, at least getting some views for you.
Correct.
With that. Okay. And then through YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube just kind of getting into those ranked things, and that's what I'm working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I found success in a few of the videos I've made.
Mm-hmm.
That are more pinpointed videos, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
Like I reviewed a Christian planner. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of the top 5 people now if you search that planner.
Mm-hmm.
So those types of things and kind of putting together a keyword group and this next week making a bunch of videos and getting those started to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the planner that you'd done one about the planner, and I think you'd done one or two unboxing videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I always like to start with is to really get an understanding of, like, who your ideal client is. I mean, in terms of gender, age, you know, background, goals. How would you describe, like, if you were describing that ideal client as, like, Susie or John, what would that person be like?
We can name her Susie. That's fine.
Okay.
So Susie, my ideal client would be a female, a female that goes to church regularly, that easily, in her head, she is 50 to 100 pounds overweight. Realistically, she's probably only 20 to 50 pounds overweight.
Okay.
They are active in their church. But at the same time, don't talk about it as much with their community as they might want to, because they feel that their weight holds them back.
Okay.
Age range, you're looking at 30 to 55.
Okay.
Tends to be the demographic that I target the most.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's pretty much, I feel like I'm missing something, but yeah, that's
so family, married, probably kids.
Yeah, married, has a couple of kids. I do a lot of reprioritizing with mm-hmm. my clients. So yeah, kids and those aspects.
Do they typically have a job outside the home or?
Majority of them do not.
Okay.
Their job, they mom.
So they're juggling the schedules of kids and just running the household. So they've got 1,000 plates spinning in the air.
Correct. And then learning to take care of themselves first actually helps all those other plates as well.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that these are probably women who at one time may have been at their ideal weight, but maybe over time, because of all the other demands on their life, have sort of let their own nutrition or exercise patterns or whatever sort of fall by the wayside.
Yeah, that's about 50%, 50-50. Mm-hmm. A lot of some of my clients, it's also that kind of eye-opening event of, I never thought about giving my weight to God, kind of a concept. Like, in their lives, they're used to, oh, I have a problem with my family, so I'll pray about it, or I've got addiction, so I'll, you know, help God's gonna, I'm gonna pray about that. Never actually that they're used to giving their, using their faith to solve more of those intangible mm-hmm. problems mm-hmm. in their life, where weight is a very tangible problem in people's life, and they don't. A lot of my clients are like, I never even thought about doing that. Thank you for this concept, kind of a thing.
Okay. Well, that's really helpful in sort of hearing who she is. So with that in mind, let's take a look at your site, and I've got your homepage up here on my screen. So I see that you have a what we call a lead magnet. So you have a free ebook, The Secret to Building Your Body, His Temple, and that's, I'm assuming that if they download it, then they trade their email address for the ebook.
Correct.
And have you gotten good traction with that? Have you gotten people that are downloading it on a regular basis?
No, but I just put that up probably a week ago.
Okay.
In all honesty. So the traction for it, I've had two people. And I'm pretty upfront about my numbers. So,
that's fine.
This week, really come and grab it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, one thing I might suggest in terms of the top, or what we call the hero section of the website, is I would love to see at the very top more about 517 fitness. I mean, I would almost bring that tagline that you have, the where Christians come to lose weight and gain faith, into that top section where the ebook is living right now. Okay. Maybe have that on half of it. And then with your, so that when people come here, there's no doubt about exactly who you're serving and what your goal is for them. And then with the ebook, maybe provide, you know, a little bit of information, even if it's a sentence or so, about the benefit of that ebook, what they're going to get out of it, so that that might entice them to click on the download button when they know, when they know the information.
That makes complete sense.
Yeah, so that's I would think about doing that toward the top, and then I like how you've used the section below for the about programs contact. Right above that, though, and so in between your hero section and these three, the three navigational elements, you might want to include just a very short, like two or three sentence paragraph that explains more about, you know, the what someone's going to get out of Five Fitness. And what I always tell my clients is that, you know, focus on them, focus on the customer instead of yourself. So in other words, if you go through your copy and you start seeing more we's and us, things like that, then you need to go back and make sure there's more your experience in this, maybe you didn't realize that, you know, prayers can also be targeted toward weight loss or whatever. At 515 Fitness, this is what we're going to teach you. So it just, like I said, two or three sentences right underneath that hero section before you get to the about programs and contact.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So I like about, I would love to see a picture of you in that circle instead of the question marks. You've got a handsome mug, put it up there. And because it's you, I mean, you're the one who is running this. And you even have in your copy, who is Tyler? So, and I like what you have here. You know, what is 515 Fitness? 517 Fitness, who's Tyler? All this is, and more is answered here. I love that. I'd like to see a picture of you in there. And then you have your programs and then contact. And again, I think you have a really nice conversational tone here. I love talking with you. The best ways to get in contact with me are here. So I like how you have that set up a lot. And then you have your videos right underneath. So it's easy for them to get involved with that. And I know that, you know, we had emailed back and forth and I knew you were going to start doing more videos. And I think it's great that you're doing what you're comfortable with, because you don't have to have a blog. You know that the writing's not your thing. It's not something that you really enjoy, but you're comfortable on camera. So I think that's really good. But those are the things in terms of the homepage. Those are the suggestions I would make there.
Love it.
Now, the About page, I'm going to scoot on over to that. I love that you have the video on there. I'm a huge fan of including video on sites, especially like on the About page, because like something like this is such a personal business. You know, they're going to be working directly with you, and people want to see who they're doing business with. They want to, you know who they are on, you know, a semi-personal level before making that commitment. So I'd watched that video and I thought that was good. Is there any way to make it bigger? I don't know what your template will allow. I'd love to see the video, the box, just a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I can work on that. That's an easy little quick switch.
Yeah. So then I like how you've divided up what is 517 fitness.com and who is Tyler Enlows. I'm wondering with the what is 517 fitness.com part. I know that writing's not your thing, but I would like to see, because some people will not watch the video. Some people will read. And because people learn differently, I'm wondering if, you know, you put on here, in our opinion, the best way to lose weight isn't by just eating kale and spending hours on a treadmill, but to follow the groundwork God lays out in the Bible. I think that's really good. I'm wondering if you could maybe do just a short list of some examples of what is found in the Bible regarding losing weight.
And, okay.
You know, so people just have sort of an idea like what this groundwork is. You don't have to lay out everything, but you could say, you know, for example, colon, and then maybe have, you know, five bullet points, really short bullet points under there about the kinds of things that you're talking about. I think that'll make it just a little more robust, and people will have a better understanding of, you know, what you're talking about. And I liked the part about you. This is very much what you told me before, and I loved it. And I mean, even if you wanted to do a video for this, I loved hearing you tell your own story. But you've done a nice job of capturing it in the writing here too. But you tell such a great, version of this. But yeah, those are the main suggestions I would make on the about page. Mainly just adding those bullet points about what that groundwork is that you're talking about.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then you have a resources page, which is great. I thought that was really good. What you might do just in terms of just an easier way for people to navigate through it, I would go through and bold the names of the different resources and then leave the descriptions just in plain text. So they pop out, like the NIV Study Bible, Daring yeah. Faith, just bold those. Okay, now the programs. So I noticed that you have a programs page and a coaching page. So, and then the coaching is also on the programs page. I think that's fine because people don't necessarily go through a website page by page by page. They jump around in it. So I think it's good to have the coaching program on both pages. I would, on the programs page for the coaching program, I would put a more detailed description there for that. What are they going to... Okay. Yeah, what are they going to get out of it? What is it about? How does it work? Like, you know, for instance, I didn't realize from looking at the site that most of, like, I could use you as a coach all the way on the other side of the country. I thought it was a local service.
Okay.
So you want to make it really clear that, no, you can be anywhere in the world and you can coach them. But when you think about a coaching program, think about it from the perspective of people who, you know, would be candidates for it. What are they going to want to know? And, you know, I think some of the things they would want to know is, okay, what is this coaching program like? You know, what is the experience going to be? And then how am I going to benefit from it? You know, what is the end goal for this? And then why should I choose 517 Fitness? What are they, because, you know, everybody... At the end of the day, in terms of something like this, in terms of purchasing something, they want to know, you know, what's in it for me. And those are you want to answer the questions that, or address the questions that answer that. You want to make sure they leave this page knowing what's in it for them. So I would put more details in that coaching program section. And then you could also replicate that on your coaching page. You could use the same content.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes complete sense.
Yeah. And then I saw that you have other programs that are coming up. So if you know what those programs are going to sort of be about, you might want to do just a little description for each just to, as a little teaser so that people can start looking forward to them. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, this coaching program, that's your main... That's your main thing, right? This coaching
program? Yeah, right now.
Yeah, so I would really do a lot of, I mean, you've got some things on the coaching page about what the program includes, but again, I think people who are going to seriously consider this are going to need to know more.
Yeah.
That's where I would spend the majority of your time with content at this point. And then you can start developing Facebook ads. You know, I think you have a Facebook community, you have a Twitter account, Instagram, that really pushes people to this specific page because this is your moneymaker.
Yeah.
But you want, when they get to this page, you want to really wow them. Do you have any testimonials that you could get? I would get, even if it's one or two to start off with, people, you know, that social proof, people really look for it today. And so if you could get some, you know, even, well, maybe like two or three of your students to provide a, you know, short testimonial for you, that would be awesome. If they'd allow you to use their picture, that'd be even great. Or you could also have them do a video.
Yeah.
You know, you could interview them. But I think having the testimonials for this coaching program and also maybe including a testimonial or two on that homepage would be great for this type of business. So those are the main things. And then the other things I was going to ask you about, because this is one thing I've looked at your videos and I really like them. And I know you're getting some, you know, probably more hits right now, some of the, like the Christian planner giveaway and some of the unboxing stuff. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about is I want to prevent the brand from being diluted. I think that it almost feels like it's two different businesses. One, I see the diet and fitness business, and then there's another that I see as a more motivational and spiritually oriented business. And so there are videos about, like, I love the one about the fat burner of the Bible was cinnamon. Okay, totally didn't know that. That's really cool. And I hope that you push that video out over and over and over again, like on Twitter. Because, like, on Twitter, it's fine to repeat content over and over because, it's, you know, a tweet's really going to stay in someone's feed, what, maybe like 19 minutes or something. So it's fine to repeat those things. But that's a really cool thing. I loved how you had Christians eat kosher. I thought that was really cool. And those things really, they really dovetail well with what you've told me that your business is all about. But then when it starts getting things like top three apps every Christian should have on their phone or top 10 rules to success, those feel very different to me than what you're really, you know, I like the one you had, the God wants us to be vegetarians, ? Again, that feeds right into what you're doing.
Those topics. Okay.
Yeah. So,
no, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, yeah, if you might want to, as you're doing videos, because I know that you've sort of just started the video stuff, maybe do more that are really focused on that, because that's what you say your business does in the About section, is that it was the, hold on, I'm going back to the page now. You know, it says that the fall of the groundwork God lays out in the Bible. And so it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. The things about vegetarianism or eating kosher or, you know, using cinnamon, those things to me make so much sense for your brand.
No, that makes complete sense. And hearing that out loud, it's like, yeah, the Christian app and the two that you pointed out, I was like, I made those because those entertained me, right. Not people that actually would be my clients. So, you know, that's a perfect, yeah, I just need to keep looking at my target market.
Yeah. And, I mean, you could always do something else that focuses on those types of things. And that would be sort of a separate business, and that's fine. But, I mean, yeah, I think you've got so much good information, but it's presented to your very, you know, niche audience about diet and, you know, and fitness that are Bible-based. That's a very narrow market, which is a really cool market, and you're perfect for it. So I would just slam on the videos that really focus on the topics that audience is going to be interested in. And you're getting hits through your YouTube channel. And I think if you want to do some more of the unpacking videos or reviews on things, I think that's still good. I would get away, you know, the Christian planner, I didn't watch the video. I saw you had done it. Maybe that's for planning your, for writing down your, you know, your dietary stuff or whatever. That would make sense if the planner part is focused on what you're coaching your students about. Things like the, I think you did one for, was it some type of protein bar or something?
Yeah, the
Laura bar.
Yeah, the Laura bar, the bar that I tend to get my clients to use.
Yeah. So, and that got like 45 views. And that, so that was, you know, so I think that's good. That fits in. But yeah, I think I would stay away from the apps and, you know, things like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But those are my thoughts, Tyler. I hope that that's helpful.
No, beyond helpful. I've got a nice list of things that I'm going to start attacking. So no, it's been great.
Well, that's great because, like I said, I love it when someone has a really clear idea about who their audience is, and you totally do. And so now it's just about consistency, getting in there and just doing it consistently. And I would put out those videos on a consistent basis, even if it's once a week. Every week on Wednesdays, Tyler comes out with a great video about cinnamon or about, you know, whatever it is. And people will start looking forward to that because it's good information.
No, yeah, that being consistent is on my wall. I've written it about 100 times and just I need to keep doing it. So, yeah, great.
Yeah, and I think being consistent is hard, particularly in the beginning part of a business when it comes, because, you know, what you're doing is really content marketing. And, you know, honestly, I was just talking to someone the other day who does a lot of this, and she was like, you know, it's going to probably take between 12 and 18 months doing something consistently to start seeing real results from it. And I think that that's true, but it's completely worth it, because if you stick to it, there are going to be others who might start it, but they aren't. They're going to stop, but you're going to consistently be there, and I think you're going to start seeing some results. So go get your to-do list done.
Yeah, it's time to get the to-do list done.
Okay, well, any questions that you had about what we've talked about?
No, you've been more than helpful. I'm excited to start implementing what we just chatted up.
Cool. Well, I would, just let me know if you have any other questions or need some help with this, because, like I said, I think it's so much fun to work with people who have a really clear idea about what they're doing and who they're serving. So, and you definitely do.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Tyler, for joining me, and let's stay in touch.
Will do. Thank you so much.
What a fun session. I absolutely love going through sites with other entrepreneurs and talking about how they can make changes, even small changes that create a big difference in how their business appears to the world. Whether you have an online business or an offline business, odds are you have a website or you're thinking about having one. And that site is often people's first impression of you and your company. So making it great and making it count are absolute must. If you'd like us to go through your site here on the show, let me know. Just shoot me an email at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at smarterwritinglab.com. Thanks again to Tyler for sharing his site and his business with us today. And thank you for joining me here in the Smarter Content Marketing Lab. Until next time, go out there, create great content, and grow that amazing business of yours.